In this bulletin, record-breaking floods in New South Wales, sanctions to be placed on Myanmar officials, and in tennis, Novak Djokovic will skip the Miami Open to spend time with his family. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. New South Wales residents are being urged to stay home as heavy rain across the state triggers life-threatening flash flooding. Multiple flood warnings are in place across New South Wales as some areas receive a record-breaking amount of rainfall for March. The primary reservoir of water supply for Sydney, the Warragamba Dam, is overflowing, with authorities warning the volume of water spilling out of it is expected to increase into tomorrow. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says people living on the mid-north coast, in the Hunter and Central Coast regions and in metropolitan Sydney should remain on high alert.
The concerning aspect about the weather conditions we're experiencing is the last time we suffered major floods in New South Wales, the weather event passed within 2 or 3 days. Unfortunately, this will be a deep-seated extreme weather event. It's unlikely the rain will stop until towards the end of next week, so Thursday or Friday.
The State Emergency Service has responded to around 4,000 call-outs across New South Wales since Thursday. Emergency Services Minister David Elliott is urging people not to drive or walk through floodwaters.
500 flood rescues over the course of this operation so far is just completely unacceptable. That's 500 specialist SES crews that have put their lives at risk because people have not heeded the warnings. And if the trajectory is correct, and if we keep going down this line, we're going to be looking at over 2,000 flood rescues before Wednesday.
An aid agency is warning Australia's decision to deliver 8,000 COVID-19 vaccines to Papua New Guinea by Monday might be too little, too late. More than 1,000 infections have been recorded in PNG in the last few weeks, and up to 70% of doctors and nurses at Port Moresby General Hospital have been forced to take time off work due to the virus. The federal government has requested the European Union send 1 million AstraZeneca doses contracted by Australia to PNG as soon as possible, but is yet to receive a response. Medicine Sans Frontières Australia Director Jennifer Tierney says while the government support for PNG is welcome, a bigger response is needed now, before the situation gets out of control. European Union foreign ministers are set to approve sanctions on at least 11 Myanmar junta officials over the military coup. One diplomat says the individuals who will be subject to an EU assets freeze and visa ban blacklist from Monday are military and police officers. It comes as United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres condemned the death of another 8 anti-coup demonstrators. Mr. Guterres' spokesman, Stefan Dujarric, says the ongoing use of lethal force must stop.
The killings of peaceful demonstrators and arbitrary arrests, including journalists, is utterly unacceptable. The military continues to defy calls, including by the Security Council, to end violations of fundamental human rights and a return to the path of democracy. A firm, unified international response is urgently needed.
Back home, and a new study has found some top mining companies are flouting international human rights conventions when negotiating with Indigenous Australians over land use. Report author Shelley Marshall from RMIT University says companies, including Origin Energy and Glencore, have failed to adequately obtain consent from traditional owners for some projects. She says this can happen because native title and land rights laws and corporate behaviour refuse to acknowledge lack of informed consent from traditional landowners. The companies named in the report say they disagree with the findings. To tennis, and world number one Novak Djokovic will delay his comeback to the ATP Tour to spend more time with his family. Djokovic sustained a muscle tear that hindered him during his successful Australian Open title defence last month and had planned to return at next week's Miami Open. But he says he needs to find a balance between time he spends on tour and at home and has decided to skip the Masters 1000 event. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Sunny in Perth and 36, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 28, a shower or two in Melbourne and 25, partly cloudy in Hobart and 23, showers with possible heavy rainfalls in Canberra and 19, rain with possible heavy falls in Wollongong and 22, similar conditions in Sydney and 24, rain with possible heavy falls in Newcastle as well and 23, showers in Brisbane and 27, a possible shower in Cairns, 31, and a possible shower or storm in Darwin, 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.